if you in them streets.
We coming for you.
And life got you beat.
We coming for you.
The dope boy in the trap.
We coming for you.
These youth getting laid flat.
We coming for you.
The prostitutes and the hopeless.
We coming for you.
We trying to show you what hope is.
We coming for you.
Lost souls can be changed.
We coming for you.
Cause Jesus Christ came to save.
We coming for you.
From the love of Christ, it's love and sacrifice.
Hope Radio 98.7.
Joy.
That's what it is.
Man, it's been a...
We're back.
Right, it's been a weird summer. Yeah. Actually, not a weird summer. It's been a good summer.
It is.
It's been a really good summer, and it's good to be back refreshed.
Yeah.
Hope everybody enjoyed the summer review.
Oh, yeah.
We had some good programs going. We redid the Mike Daniels Green Bay group and House of Corrections, and so we're actually excited to be back and refreshed and ready. How you fellas doing?
Ready to go.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, what we're gonna do is we're gonna talk to everybody about the summer. We're gonna talk about the upcoming open house, the dinner. But what I want to first start off by saying that this represents year number 10 for the Captive Project Ministry.
Ah.
We're celebrating 10 years.
10.
An awesome milestone. I mean, the Lord, what do they say in the Baptist churches? The Lord brought us a mighty long way.
Remember that.
So we're definitely excited about
Static.
Everything that he's done. And so we're going to talk about that in our review and our time together. And we're going to talk about the classes. We got some exciting classes coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Motivated a little bit by the stuff that we ran into this summer.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not going to mention, obviously, you know, any particular denomination or not denomination, but particular group, social group.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of the classes are being fueled by the necessity of people properly understanding the history.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, especially church history.
Absolutely.
As it pertains to the cultures. Mm-hmm. In our society, you know, African-American culture, Middle Eastern, Egypt, Mexico, you know, European, and just really put that in context and have people understand that. And so what we're going to do is we have our introduction. Everybody knows Rob, Preacher Boy, Honey.
Bobby, Sunday.
And yes, welcome back, of course, Frankie. Take a deep breath.
Ain't it good?
And then, of course, the guy that makes this all happen.
Yes, sir.
It makes us sound good and in some cases look good. You know, we have a face for radio. We know. Macedonia.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mac.
Still the legend.
We live.
And so one of the things I want to announce is that, you know, upcoming, we're going to be doing video cast of us recording.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're excited about that. We're going to have a nice little YouTube channel, you know, that we're going to.
Another hallmark, transition.
Pulse things up. And so, and then eventually we're going to look to do some live neighborhood Q&A stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That we're excited about doing as well. And so there's a lot that we're looking to do in this with this discipleship radio.
Absolutely.
And so I'm excited about it. And then one of the things that I'm really, really excited about is in February of 2018,
man, hey,
the Captive Project.
Hold on. I feel like we need like a WWF introduction and with the fireworks buzz blasting off and the introduction.
We on February 3rd, first Saturday
of
February, The Captain Project will be a satellite
another transition.
Host site for No Regrets.
No Regrets.
Men's
no
Conference. Regrets.
Bang. Bang.
I want to just thank God.
You know? Man, giving him glory.
Sometimes we get excited and being culturally different as we convey our love and passion for God. Sometimes we misunderstand each other, but as we always say, make no mistake about it, it's God who gets all the glory. That
man,
we, like you said, we're celebrating 10 years, updating on the summer, and then God has just continued to bless the ministry as he's been keeping us faithful to him. So
that's it.
No Regrets 2018 being hosted.
And we get to do the breakout session. Yeah. Give me the ball, coach. Give me the ball.
Soli Deo Gloria, as it said in the Latin.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
we're all by his grace, alone. Man. All by his grace, man. He gives us the strength and lead us by his spirit. And he's blessed us to be able to not only go to No Regrets this year, but lead breakout sessions, as well as invite those that have been walking with us, that have we've met at the mine and chopped it up at Mountside Library. And so it's definitely a blessing to experience this great event that's going to be their 25th anniversary, correct?
No Regrets,
yeah, 25th anniversary.
Yeah, so congratulations to our people over there at Elmbrook and
Pastor Steve Sonderman.
Yep, Sonderman. Yep.
Troy. I remember 25 years ago when he started. It came off the heels of the movement, Promise Keepers movement, and we had just came out of Minnesota.
Right.
And I'm geeked. I'm a young man. I'm geeked. You know, I was in my second or third year of marriage and. I'm just geeked
red
out of
shirt,
my mind.
Red shirt freshman.
And it's interesting because I have a picture from the newspaper in Minnesota.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of me bawling my eyes out, you know, hugging a brother in reconciliation.
That should
you
be
know,
how
cultural
we,
reconciliation.
That should be how we promote this event, too.
And so, we're excited about it. And when we got back, you know, we went to the fellowship hall and Steve, you know, made it a point of making sure that it doesn't stop here, you know, and No Regrets was birthed, you know.
That's
and
it,
so
that's it.
It's
talk about
a special time for me.
Yeah. Movement,
yeah.
Right?
It's definitely exciting for me because to be able to host, you know, a site and have people come in the breakout sessions because we're planning on doing fatherhood, you know, initiative
biblical
things.
Biblical fatherhood.
Yeah, biblical fatherhood, whole counsel of God. We're going to be looking to doing. We're going to do some stuff on marriage, of course, and then, of course, urban, you know, the urban ministry. And so we're just, I mean, that's just excitement all
absolutely.
The way around. Now, of
absolutely.
Course, you know, might not be as exciting for our engineer, but we always say he gets paid, so
he
we can work him.
Sleep afterwards.
Yeah, he can sleep later, and so we're excited. So let's go right in, Rob.
Yeah,
give us a review of the summer. You know, we had a number of outreaches, had some new partners that we partner with. Mm. Want to give a shout out to Marty Calderon, Marquesa from The Alternative, and then God's Will.
Church of God's Will.
Church of God's Will. And just a number of names. So go ahead. Give us a nice little review.
Yeah, so I'll just kind of give a timeline review. We started right in the early part of May with Marty Calderon and God's Touch Ministry, God's Touch Milwaukee, over at Kosciuszko Park. And it was just an awesome time of worship and outreach, and that was kind of the theme for this entire summer. There were several ministries there, predominantly Hispanic, and there was multi-language worship where there was English and Spanish translated worship, song, firepower gospel preaching, like all of the outreaches this summer. Fire gospel preaching. conversions to Christ, rededications back to the Lord. That was on at Kosciuszko Park on Lincoln Avenue on the south side. Then from there, we went to New Testament Central City, which is one of our partners we've been with for a while. Same thing, right on Center Street, 24th and Center, New Testament, Central City, once again, another awesome outreach. Mm. And it was an outreach where it was more of a fellowship type of outreach, but there still was evangelism there. There still was discipleship preaching there. So that was good as well, followed by Lighthouse on 35th and North Avenue. And then not to mention all of these, I'm mentioning the churches that we've partnered with, but I'm also forgetting about, and I can't think of them all offhand. So just a big shout out to and glory to God to our suburban partners that came and supported as well, who would come and have hands on deck, coming down to the hood, coming to the urban area, and just helping and just being a presence. Helping give testimony, helping cook, help serve. Mm. So it was just so much unity in the body of Christ. Just awesome all this summer. At my home church as well, All Saints Fellowship Christian Church on 12th and Brown, was a good outreach in August as we were getting ready to close out the month in August, from May to August. And then at the end of August, we had the Church of God's Will, who was a first-year partner with us. Once again, gospel, fire gospel preaching, love on the community, and just a willing heart to serve and outreach and get to know the people in their demographic and their community for Jesus Christ. So there was many conversions, there was many recommitments, and there was many conversions to Christ just all along the way. And for next year, the goal is to just once again partner with more ministries and connect and do a few more outreaches. I think it's one of our lower ends of numbers as far as how many churches we partner with and how much outreach locations we actually did. But for next year, I'd like to like for us to get a bigger number. But, once again, God just moved in miraculous ways once again this summer.
Yeah, I know that we plan to get involved with some of our brothers and sisters from the Hmong community, the Chinese church community, and the Korean church, to make our outreaches multicultural. Because last time I checked, God had more cultures than black and white.
Revelation 7. Revelation 7. I think it's verse 12. It says, rallied around the throne to be many tribes, many tongues, many nations.
And so I'm definitely excited about that. Rob, one of the highlights, obviously, with our new partners over at God Touch Milwaukee, Marty Calderon, and how those churches was just so on fire at Kosciuszko. I mean, they're singing, and some of the testimonies of brokenness and how the Lord healed and stuff like that. And I just want to shout out, to Marty, and his ministry and how the Lord is really helping him, and if you guys want to see a passion, for ministry, you go to God Touch Milwaukee Ministry, Marty Calderon. Those guys are on fire, for the Lord. And so it's so great for us to be partnering with them.
I agree. And I can't help but just think of how awesome that is, because that was our opening outreach. And then our closing outreach was just as awesome as well.
Yeah.
And that was Church of God's Will. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say, just from my personal point of view, I believe God was pleased with all the outreaches. But both of those, the first and the last outreach to close out the year, so much fire, so much passion. I heard the gospel preached more at those two, and just in different sections of the outreach than the other ones, probably just about combined. But all of them, like I say, all the outreaches was great. But the first one with Marty Calderon on the South Side, God's Touch Ministries in Milwaukee, and the Church of God's Will on 76th and Brown Deer. Right. They were just so much passion, so much fire, and so much desire.
And
for God,
the Sherman
God's
Park
move.
you know.
Oh, with Marquesa.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. You know, yes. I tell you, Marquesa is a sister that is a good example of a social how a Christian should act in a social
environment,
you know, in a social activist, you know, because, you know, we're not called to be in a bubble, obviously. And, you know, her heart for the community is unparalleled. I mean, Frank, you got a heart for the community big time. But this young lady, man, she has a heart for the community that's powerful. And, you know, because you guys have been working with Marquesa for years. I mean, Malcolm, you did some DJing for her and stuff like that.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And you guys performed at some of her, you know. And it's great to be partnering with her
and that enthusiasm. In the city,
yeah. And so it was so exciting. And then, of course, you know, Frank, you know, you did the, you know, all the cameras are gone. You were out there at Sherman Park. It's like all the cameras gone. I'm still here doing ministry. Where's everybody else? You know, and Frank got us out there, and he's going to have us out there again in the dead of winter.
Yeah,
December 31st,
the winter, the first
year,
winter
2017. Yeah. We did it for 2016. We'll do it again 2017. Yeah. Lord say the same.
That's right.
So I'm maybe be praying for y'all at our house. But
yeah, right.
No,
isn't it ironic? The summer outreaches is corn, hot dogs, chips. The winter outreaches is cocoa, coffee.
All right.
winter gear,
hats, gloves,
hat, blankets, scarf giveaways.
So, but it's Amen. It. I mean, it's just exciting, obviously, to be doing
Absolutely.
What God called us to do.
God's will, yeah.
And so, as we, you know, move into a couple of the things, you know, when we were talking about just running into people that had a lot of questions about God, they had a lot of questions about God.
Sure.
They had a lot of questions about Israel and historical connections to Israel as it pertains to culture and stuff like that. And so that's kind of what prompted, you know, us to look at the type of classes that we're going to teach this year. And I know with me, and I'll talk about it a little bit later, but after Frank goes, you know, because I'm a history guy, you know, Christian history as well as world history. And so I'm excited about the class that I'm going to introduce in a few minutes. But I wanted to give Frank a chance to talk about the class that he did last year in our last semester, Behold Your God, Rethinking God Biblically.
Awesome.
You know, and some of the giants that's on that. So once you kind of give us a review of the last semester and what you plan to do with it this semester.
Well, we started it out. It's actually a 12-week study that's designed for churches, small groups, families, and individuals, containing about 13 DVDs. We had the sessions, and it's reinforced by a 12-week daily devotional workbook that's given to each student in a class.
Yeah.
And it's really challenging, you know, our perception of who individually do we, or how do we define God, and ask these fundamental questions. Are we sure that the God we serve is the God described in scriptures? Now that's a good one, you know, because when we asked the question originally in the class, we had a lot of individuals say things of what they believed, and sometimes what we found was what we believe isn't necessarily who God says he is according to what's written in scripture, according to his own testimony of who he is. And so it's answering these questions. It also answers or asks the question, is rethinking him biblically really necessary? Is rethinking him really necessary? Another one is, how do we do it? What ways can we get into coming to the knowledge of the truth of that? And then how would it affect our views of Christ, the gospel, holiness, worship, evangelism, service, and revival. And so we started that out. Yes. BYG, Behold Your God, Rethinking God Biblically, allowing God to testify of his person, his work, who he is, not based on culture, not based on tradition, but based on who he says he is. Yes, and we went through that, and he used the pastor that actually authored this curriculum is John Snyder. And it's filmed on historical locations across Great Britain and the United States. And man, we got it in. We really heard the voices of the saints of old declaring their allegiance to this eternal God that we serve. Yeah. And they represented well through many lives represented throughout history. Charles Spurgeon, A.W. Tozer, George Mueller, John Edwards, Amy Carmichael. And others, they just demonstrated the impact of the truth, you know, so, of the matter.
So how did the class respond to it last semester?
I mean, it really did challenge, you know, their perception of who God is individually, you know, and we had people walking away transformed. Not one of the classes was the same, you know.
Yeah, I know Ted, when he took the class, he came back this summer and bought like a whole set of curriculum.
And I'm going to tell you what it does is it takes your understanding. Even if you feel like you have a biblical understanding, it actually pushes back on it. And it's one of the themes that it continued to press upon each student and participant was to have a high view of God. Yeah. And as we have a high view of God, we have a low view of self.
Yeah. And I was gonna, if you wouldn't mind, like to interject something that you always say, Rich, as we've been discipling together over these last 10 years, and I've been able to sit in some of the classes. My job schedule didn't allow me to complete the class, but it reminds me, even in me, just a personal testimony, it challenges me to fix my filter.
Yeah.
It challenges each and every individual that really goes through the lessons and study the curriculum. Me and my wife were studying it together. It challenges us to fix our filter because it's so easy for us to be affected by our culture with the biblical knowledge we have to say, but God is this way or God will do that.
Absolutely.
Or what we end up doing is allowing our culture and the environment of today,
right, or the troubles of life,
to curb
shape our view, right,
yeah, of who God is,
and
these guys really challenge us on looking back from today and seeing what the scriptures meant to them back then, and then allowing us to study it in context, and then actually see how these concepts that God has given us is represented before the cross and through the cross so that we can bring it down to today and allow the scriptures to penetrate and infiltrate our world today and not allow our world to shape what scripture is saying.
Wow, yeah.
And so absolutely. One of the things that we're doing, we have our open house coming up. That's what I was trying to get out.
Oh yeah.
We have our open house coming out starting tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Bright, you know, early on a Saturday, you know, we'll have hors d'oeuvres and things like that.
Come on
and
out.
You'll get an opportunity to actually see some of the classes in review and
love to meet you
and see if you'd be interested. Our Ark of the Covenant will be on display, full size replica.
See that, if nothing else.
The Ark of the Covenant will be on display.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the classes, and we'll talk about this in our next segment, the class that I'm going to do called Let the Rocks Cry Out.
Mm-hmm.
And so during our open house, you'll be able to come anytime between 10:30 and 7 o'clock p.m. From September 16th through October 1st, okay, where you'll come and just see what the Captive Project is all about.
I'm one of them guys who you got to tell it to me twice. Get those dates again.
September 16th, tomorrow, Saturday, through October 1st.
All right.
You'll be able to come in. And then there's also by appointment on October 2nd, which is a Monday. And you'll be able to come and see what the Cap Pride is all about. We do plan on doing a recording during that time. Mm. And maybe some of you that come, you can enjoy or join us, you know, in a conversation. Get together again, we're going to talk about our classes, another one of our classes, mm-hmm. Called Let the Rocks Cry Out and the whole Council of God. And then we're going to talk about our of the future. We're going to talk about our 10-year anniversary dinner mm-hmm. that's coming up on October 26th at the Waukesha Expo Center.
Yeah.
We have exciting guests. What we're excited about is four people mm-hmm. from our dinner is going to have the opportunity to spend a day with defensive end Mike Daniels from the Green Bay Packers. He's going to spend a whole day. You're going to do a workout with him and possibly tour, you know, some areas in Green Bay. And then we're going to end it at Imago Dei, the barbershop where he gets his haircut and who also is owned and operated by Albert Walker. One of the disciples of the Captive Project and an awesome Faith business
boys.
Owner
Bible Boy International.
In Green Bay. So until then, this is Hope Radio 98.7.
Joy!
Grace, FM. Mercy, peace.
In his name, man.
Radio 98.7. Thanks for tuning in to the Captive Project Radio Discipleship Time every Friday 7 to 7:30 p.m. on your FM dial. You can also like us on Facebook at Hope Radio, or you can check out our live streams on Discipleship Radio.
Or check out the website, www.thecaptiveproject.com. Or hit us with an email, thecaptiveproject@gmail.com. Or drop us a line at
414-771-6000. In his name, man.